Welcome to the Highlight Positive Podcast. I'm Deanne Goodman. I believe there is too much negativity in the media. In fact, I used to be one of those reporters chasing those stories. Now I'm on a mission to highlight the good and spread positivity. Inspiration is contagious. So let's hear from some of the most inspiring people who do amazing things and learn how we too can positively impact the world around us. Hey, thanks for joining me on today's episode. I am so glad that you are here. I'm Deanne Goodman, and this is a bonus episode because lately I've been noticing more and more people are struggling with anxiety. And today, as I was scrolling social media, I started feeling it too. So here's the deal. Let's take a deep breath together. Let it out. And let's get rid of any anxiety or negative feelings that are no longer serving you. I recently gave this speech at Toastmasters that I'm about to tell you. And I think it is so relevant to not only this podcast, but also to living a more positive life and just getting rid of any anxiety you may feel, whether it's from social media or just life in general. The title is You Have Enough. Do you want to know the secret to having it all? I'll fill you in on the secret because I have it all and so do you. Now you might be thinking, no, Deanne, I most certainly do not have it all. I have bills I struggle to pay. I have so many things I want and need. But here's the secret to having it all. Are you ready? The secret to having it all is knowing that you already do. I have that phrase written on our bedroom wall, and every single day I wake up and I look at it as a reminder. Just like you, I want the bigger house, the better this, and more. I totally get it if you feel like you need more. But here's the deal. You and I have enough, plain and simple. When you realize that, you can be grateful for all you have, and your whole perspective on life will shift. An article was recently shared with me about the importance of three words: I get enough. The article was a total game changer for me. It talked about a little girl who was at her sister's birthday party. The mom wrote on a piece of paper, I get enough, and the little girl kept the note folded up in her pocket. Whenever she felt jealous that her sister was getting all the presents or the attention, she would pull out the note and remember, I get enough cake. I get enough gifts. I get enough attention. That is so powerful. The next time you go to a party or anywhere and start feeling jealous, remind yourself, I have enough. Just like that little girl did. You have enough cake. When someone in life has a bigger slice and you have to watch them enjoy it, just remember that you too have enough cake, no matter the size of your slice, and cheer them on. Celebrate them in their big slice. It is their day. You'll be celebrated too when it's your day. You have enough. Also, parents, can we all write that note on a piece of paper for kids and have them put it in their pocket for holidays, Christmas, birthdays? I mean, I love that. Love that idea. Theodore Roosevelt once said, comparison is the thief of joy. He was so right, and he couldn't have predicted what social media would do to us. The opposite of comparison is staying in your own lane and not comparing your chapter 1 to somebody else's chapter 14. You can stop comparing when you realize you already have it all. When you are filled with gratitude for what you have, you can celebrate others instead of comparing. So let's say I jump on Facebook and I see an image of somebody vacationing again at a 5-star resort. Instead of feeling jealous, what if I just said, hey, that's so amazing? Or somebody just moved to a huge house with a nice pool and ocean view and in San Diego. Incredible. Maybe I'll ask them how they made their dream house a reality. Instead of thinking, not fair, it's better to think, I'm just really grateful to know these inspiring people. Gratitude is all about reframing your thinking and seeing the positive and abundance in everything instead. The wrinkles that I'm getting, and yes, I want to throw Botox at all of them. I absolutely do. But the wrinkles I'm getting are a reminder that I have the freedom to be in the sun and to age with grace. Others don't have that freedom, or they were taken from this world too young to get a wrinkle. A daunting medical bill, for instance, is a reminder that you are alive and that you have the gift of health. I had a $5,000 hospital bill after I had Jade. And with a reframing of my thinking, instead of being upset about how expensive healthcare in America is, because trust me, I had those moments, I decided to look at it as $5,000 for Jade to come into this world. What a freaking steal. There are families who struggle with infertility and dream of what it would be like to have a baby, who would pay $100,000 or more for that $5,000 hospital bill if it meant they got to bring a healthy baby into this world. Even the other day, I went to the dentist, had my cleaning, and I've only had two cavities in my life, my entire life. I have 9 cavities right now. They showed me what the bill would be, and it was $2,000. And of course, I had some sticker shock. And so my drive home, I just kept trying to reframe it. I'm like, okay, I have teeth. You know, that's, some people don't even have teeth. It could be worse. It could be a root canal. It could be more painful. So it's all about reframing it and finding ways to just be grateful that I have that bill that I have upcoming. I mean, I have the ability to go to the dentist and take preventative measures so that I am not in pain later on. So that is my way of reframing it. If you're grateful for all your situations and what you have, no matter how much you have, because again, you have enough. So let's say you have $10 in your bank account. Can you be grateful for all 10 of those dollars? There are people who would be thrilled just to have a bank account with money in it. If you struggle with having gratitude when you feel like you need more, go volunteer at a homeless shelter. The homeless are some of the most grateful people I have ever met. They appreciate every bite they get to eat, and they appreciate every single volunteer who supports them. I want you to appreciate every single thing you have right now. Remember, you have enough cake. You're breathing. You woke up today. You have the ability to make people smile and laugh. You have the ability to inspire people to make positive impacts in your community. And you turn this podcast on because you want to better yourself. And guess what? You're bettering me. Thank you for listening. This is huge. I mean, I'm so thankful to have you here with me right now. So yay, thank you for that. You don't need things to be the gift that you are to this world. You already are that gift. And I want you to know that this takes work. I work on my mindset daily. And if you have a good way to reframe the upcoming cavities I have to fill, you just send me an email or send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. Because you know what? I will admit, I struggle just like we all do with realizing that we have it all and we have enough. And just to be grateful for everything that's thrown our way. I can be a very jealous person, and it is so easy to compare and feel inadequate, especially on social media. But what has helped me is to surround myself with positive people, going to conferences, practicing yoga and meditation, reading books with tips and tricks on this topic, and listening to so many positive podcasts. When I am in a funk, I turn on a podcast. Usually Oprah's Super Soul Sunday is the first one I go to, but I have a ton of them. And for whatever reason, it really helps change my mood. So I hope that that's what this podcast is doing for you as well. Remember, you already have enough. You are enough. And now I hope you're going to share with others the secret to having it all. I also hope you'll share the Highlight Positive podcast. It would mean so much to me if you gave it a rating and review. Thank you for joining me on my mission to inspire and highlight the good. And don't forget, first of all, you have enough. You have enough cake in this life. And also, to let your light shine. The world needs more of you.